はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
ナオミです。
Cat here. Newbie Series Season 5 Lesson 1. If you're going to say it in Japanese, you'd better say it right. Hi everyone, and welcome to Newbie Series Season 5 Lesson 1.
And welcome to the Newbie Series, Cat-san.
Hi, 皆さんこんにちは、 Cat です。よろしくお願いします。 So I'll be the English host on the Newbie Series with Naomi-sensei. So...
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
There's a bonus track introducing Cat.So, please listen to that bonus track.
Thank you.
So, Kato-san, could you please explain a little bit about this series for our listeners?
Sure. In this newbie series, we'll be focusing primarily on informal speech. So, this series is geared towards those who have already completed the previous newbie series.
そうですね。That's right. So, we will be making lots of references to things that we learned in other series. So, we recommend that you listen to those first. では、What are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn about formal greeting and informal greeting.
And where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at school and it's between Madoka, Kent, and their teacher, Ms. Kurokawa.
Oh, Madoka-san, Kento-san, それから Kurokawa-sensei ですね。And what about the politeness level?
Well, we're actually going to hear both formal and informal Japanese in this conversation.But we'd like you to particularly listen for how Madoka corrects Kent's Japanese. Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were wondering if you've tried it, and if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comment section of this lesson.
それでは、
let's listen to the conversation.
おはよう、赤木さん、赤木くん。
おはようございます。
おはよう、黒川先生。
ケント、ございます。
あ、ごめん、先生。おはようございます。
ケント、ケント、すみません。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
おはよう。赤木さん、赤木くん。
おはようございます。
おはよう、黒川先生。
ケント、ございます。
ああ、ごめん、先生。おはようございます。
ケント、ケント、すみません。
今度は英語が入ります。
おはよう、赤木さん、赤木くん。
Good morning, Miss Akagi, Mr. Akagi.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
おはよう、黒川先生。
Morning, Miss Kurokawa.
ケント、ございます。
Ken, it's good morning.
あ、ごめん、先生。おはようございます。
Oh, sorry, Ms. Kurokawa. Good morning.
ケント、ケント、すみません。
Kent, Kent, I'm sorry.
Naomi-sensei, it sounds like Kent is having a lot of trouble with his Japanese.
Ah, yeah, I know what you mean. His Japanese is not bad at all. Actually, his Japanese is pretty good. Mm. But it looks like he's having trouble with the politeness levels.
Well, he grew up abroad, didn't he? Maybe he's just not used to speaking Japanese in all of these different kinds of situations.
Mm.
Speaking to a teacher is a lot different from speaking to your friends or family.
そうですね, that's right. Did you ever experience something similar when you were learning Japanese?
Yeah, when I was on study abroad, I had a really hard time remembering to use polite forms all the way to the end of a conversation. So I would start off okay, but then if the conversation got interesting and I got...like into the conversation, I would forget that I was speaking to, you know, a teacher or someone higher than me socially. I would start using plain forms and slang and then have to stick this on the very end of a really long sentence to try and save the situation.
I see. It's like, これ美味しい
です。
It's delicious.
です。
I see.
あ、でもね、but I think Japanese kids often do the same thing.
And then they get told by their parents.
です。
でしょ。
Right. So don't feel bad.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
おはよう。
Good morning, informally.
おはよう。おはよう。
And the next phrase is?
おはようございます。
Good morning, formal.
おはようございます。おはようございます。
Okay, and next?
先生。
Teacher.
先生。先生。
Okay, next?
ごめん。
Sorry.
ごめん。ごめん。
The next phrase is?
ごめんなさい。
I'm sorry.
ごめんなさい。ごめんなさい。
Next word is?
すみません。
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you.
すみませんすみません。
So now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is
san. What's this, Naomi-sensei?
Well, san is a polite suffix that goes after a person's name. It's used to show respect, and it's somewhat similar to Mr. or Mrs. in English.
Now, if you've listened to the previous newbie series, you probably recognize san and the other name suffixes we'll cover in this lesson.
Right. They showed up a lot in other newbie series, so this might be a review for some of you.
Right, so how was san used in this dialogue?
Ms. Kurokawa called Madoka Akagi-san. She used her last name, Akagi, plus san.
So san can be used after someone's last name and their first name.
Right, like Kato-san. Kat is your first name, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. So Naomi-san.
So desu.
So in reverse, what did Ms. Kurokawa call Kent?
Akagi-kun.
So his last name, Akagi, plus the name suffix, kun.
Hai.
This is our next vocabulary word.
Kun is a name suffix used toward someone with a lower status than yourself. It's usually used toward boys and young men.
Usually meaning not always.
Ah, so desu ne, right. There are some cases where it can be used toward women. For example, in business setting, younger female employee may be addressed using kun.
Ah, I see. But it's safe to say that usually kun is used for males, right?
So desu ne, right.
And what's our last word?
Sensei, as in Kurokawa sensei.
Sensei means teacher or professor. It also works as a name suffix the same way that san and kun do. When you use sensei to address someone, though, it's not only limited to people who are actually teachers, is it?
Ah, so desu ne. Good point. Sensei is used with doctors, lawyers, and other authority figures.
Ah, I see. Also, you don't really need to use someone's name when you use sensei, do you? It can be used as a standalone title, like, Sensei, ohayou gozaimasu.
So desu ne. That's another good point. In fact, it's really common for students to refer only to their teachers as sensei. Sensei, konnichiwa. Kent addressed the teacher as just sensei in the dialogue when he said, Ah, gomen, sensei.
Now, in this lesson, we'll take a look at some important set phrases in Japanese and see how they're different in formal and informal Japanese. So, as you probably already know, Japanese has different levels of politeness.
Right, and it's very important to know the differences.
Up until now in the newbie lessons, we focused only on formal Japanese, which means Japanese that uses des and mas forms. The polite forms are, of course, crucial to know. But if you wanted to have a conversation with your friends, what would happen if you spoke like this, Naomi-sensei?
Well, your friend would probably tell you that you sound too formal.
All right, I see. Yes, I used to have that happen to me when I was first learning
as
well.
Yeah, why are you being so formal?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's wrong? Have we done something to offend you?
You want to keep the distance?
Right, exactly. Because even if your Japanese is textbook correct, you have to kind of fit it to the situation that you're in. So right. That's why it's important for us to study casual Japanese.
Hi. So that's why in this series, we'll be introducing you to more informal Japanese.
And the great thing is, if you've been listening to the previous newbie lessons, you most likely already know the polite forms of the phrases we're going to introduce to you.
So this next, so you can compare those two speeches.
So what's the first one we'll be going over?
The first one is ごめんなさい.
This means I'm sorry, and this is the formal version. This is what you should use with teachers and elders and people like that. But what did Kent actually say in the dialogue to his teacher?
ごめん.
This is ごめんなさい without the なさい. ごめん. It's really informal. It's like, sorry, my bad, kind of thing.
And Madoka had to remind him not to speak casually to the teacher.
That's right. What did she tell him to say instead of ごめん?
すみません.
すみません. This also means I'm sorry, and it's also used to mean excuse me a lot. Like when you bang into someone in the station, it'll be すみません.
そうですね. A lot of people feel that it is more formal than ごめんなさい.
Yeah, that's right. For me, ごめんなさい implies a kind of heartfelt connection when you apologize, whereas すみません is more detached, which it kind of admits you were wrong without being emotional about it.
そうね. So we don't recommend that you use ごめんなさい in a business situation.
That's right. So what's the next phrase?
おはようございます.
Good morning.
This is the formal way to say good morning.
Right. This phrase technically has two parts. おはよう plus ございます. If we wanted to say this in a casual way, how would we go about that, Naomi-sensei?
Leave off the ございます and just say おはよう.
This is good for using with friends and family.
Mm.
Kent used ohayo with his teacher and got in trouble though.
そうですね. So please be careful.
Can we hear them side by side, do you think? First of all, the informal way to say good morning.
Ohayo.
And now the formal version of that.
Ohayo gozaimasu.
So please make sure you know the difference.
Mm.
But Naomi-sensei, in a worst case scenario, what would happen if you made the mistake that Kent made in real life?
Well, unless the person was a close friend or family member, they probably wouldn't say anything, but they might take notice of it.
Ah, I see. So if you're ever in doubt about how polite you should be in Japan, it's always a good idea to err on the side of caution and use formal language, which might be more formal than you need. If the people you're speaking to think it's too formal for the situation, they'll probably let you know because they're your friends. But if you do the opposite, though, and speak informally in a situation that calls for formal Japanese, you'll probably never find out about it. So when in doubt, please stick to polite Japanese.
そうですね. I think it's a really good advice.
Mm. Okay, so that's about everything for this lesson. Before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
Yes, the voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
So you record your own voice and then listen to it.
Compare it to the native speakers.
And adjust your pronunciation.
This will help you improve your pronunciation fast.
じゃあまた!
See you next time!
おはよう、赤木さん、赤木くん。
おはようございます。
おはよう、黒川先生。
ケント、ございます。
あ、ごめん、先生。おはようございます。
ケント、ケント。すみません。